Paris Salon. I've seen her channel. I think she's a pretty girl. I don't think I've ever watched the full video, but I feel like Paris Milan has been on YouTube for a while, so I think she's dope, right? But I personally never really got in and watched the video, but I know that she's a pretty girl, if nothing else, and she got a lot of subscribers. But I'm thinking about people that I'd be watching, and I'd be thinking, okay, you know what, too? Madison is another one of my favorite YouTubers because that bitch will go on tour. She'll go on the Patreon. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, she knows how to build a cult-like following. Pops, you okay?
I was just looking because French Montana and Young Thug is beefing online.
Oh, okay, good. So what happened to talk about? Let me call Mike and see what she's talking about. Mike wants us to call her. Don't get into anything stupid. What?
What is that?
Something that's irrelevant that we are not getting into tonight.
Oh.
I'm over that in this entirety. Or what conspiracy have you come up with yourself? What's the most recent conspiracy that you bought into? What's the messiest night you ever have? Oh, girl, I don't know. I have really messy, messy nights. I don't really like to be messy like that.
Your
conspiracy.
Call has been forwarded to automatic voice message system 2.
Okay, girl, well, you didn't answer. Let's see. Oh, well, somebody hung up. Have you bought into any conspiracies?
No, I haven't bought into any conspiracies. I don't think so. I mean, way back in the day, you know, we used to think about the Illuminati, but that's about it.
Yeah. But yeah, was there any other people that I needed to address or bring up? Any other YouTubers or people you asked about on this platform? That I like or that I didn't like? I tried to watch Keemstar, but I can't get into Keemstar, yo. I cannot get into Keemstar.
I don't even know who these people are.
Oh, I be everywhere looking at everything. Because I started to realize that, bitch, everybody be everywhere looking at everything. Once, you remember, we be seeing them white people in the chats. We be seeing fucking the food people.
Yeah.
A lot of people be over there in RT, too. Don't get it twisted.
Everywhere. People be everywhere on YouTube looking at everything. Because there's a way to insert themselves.
8553 San Francisco, what's up?
Hello?
Hello?
Armand?
Hey. Yeah.
Hey, this is Michael. Do you remember me from San Francisco?
Yes. What's going on, Bo?
Oh, pretty. I should be in bed, but I'm a night owl, so I'm glad you guys are also.
Yes.
So, okay, one thing I wanted to mention, I was listening to your live earlier, and you had that Simone on.
Okay.
You know what I'm talking about? On YouTube? Mm-hmm.
Yes.
I really liked her.
Okay.
I really saw the appeal. And what I really liked about her was the way that second caller tried to come for her. And she handled it so humbly. It's like, yeah, I'm not there yet. So I understand what you're saying. I was like, wow.
Yeah.
Hey, that shut that
she
woman
did
down,
say that.
Didn't it? It shut her down. But it was beautiful, though. Like, it made me, I saw the appeal for her, like, why someone would get into her. But it was an interesting show. I didn't know where it was going, but it was an interesting show just because I thought she was a bit of a character herself.
Yeah, right, exactly. I didn't know where it was going either. I just hit play and record.
Yeah.
All I could do is go live.
Fun when you do that because you just don't know what to expect. That's a nice little, because that could really explode into something that you didn't anticipate.
See, you think like me. I told one of my friends that because they were talking about it. They were like, Howard Stern even has bad days. I said, let me tell you something. It's going to be one of these quote unquote bad days that's going to go viral.
That's
out of
right.
Nowhere.
It's right.
Like, don't
well,
ever
you know,
get it twisted.
Yeah,
it's going to be
know,
one of these moments like that take off, not the planned commentary.
Off.
Yeah,
exactly. But that's just how the universe works. It's like, okay, this was that moment. So it's really interesting because you were talking about your different YouTubers that you watch, or that, you know, that you So I like the idea of you saying, I think, I don't know, Pops, I don't know if you want me to call you Pops. I don't know if that's a little thing that
KJ.
Two of you say, but what's his name?
KJ.
KJ.
Yes.
KJ. I think it was KJ's idea to do a host show just on your favorite YouTubers and why.
Well, it was my
idea.
He actually doesn't want me to do that.
Well, he does not want you to do that. Well, I disagree with him.
I said it was fine.
Yeah, but you know, you'd be very cautious of me doing stuff like that.
No,
I can understand that. But
I just don't want people to feel
right
now.
Can we talk about that now?
Yeah, we can talk about it.
I just don't want people to feel like try to make it a thing because, oh, he didn't say this. Like, he can't say every single person's name. So they'll try to find somebody and be like, oh, he didn't say their name. And it's like, just because he doesn't say their name doesn't mean that there's an issue. Like, this isn't picking people that I'm cool with. This is picking people that I
admire me.
So
right, inspire me, admire. Yeah.
The,
and you could preface the entire show with that statement and maybe reiterate it every now and then. Hey, listen, I just don't want to be clear.
They're still going to find a way. It's unfortunate that they're still find a way to ignore that, act like that. They won't play that part. They won't say that part. They'll only play the part where he didn't say a certain body's name. And so then it's like, and then the other content creators end up trying to fill away, and it's like, it wasn't even that. It's not that serious. It's like, these are, I'm inspired by these people for a certain reason. It doesn't mean that I have a problem with you, or I don't like you, or I don't like your channel. It's just like, something about them inspires me, period. These are the top 10.
But I could totally see how that would just cause all kinds of commotion. So if you're looking for attention, boy, that would bring attention. You know.
Well, I'm not. But see, that's I think it's just good content, though, because
it's totally
good
content. That's what I mean.
Because
would,
I feel like at that moment, I could honestly give a good assessment of people that I, you know, critique in a positive way, just on a day to day basis, like.
And also people that you admire, like you have repeatedly said that you like Tasha Case Production. You admire that. It inspires you. You know, I mean, so then you come across as this humble person. So, you know, you can show your humility, and then you can also say, well, you know what, I can boast about myself too because this is what I'm doing. I like how I'm doing this, and, you know, but I'm open to changing and improving. So, I don't know, I could see how that could be a very well-rounded show. I totally see what KJ is saying. I completely see that, but...
Well, after me, I feel like my number two, if I'm number one, my number two would be Think Media, because that motherfucker, like, I watch him to figure out every piece of equipment that I need. It's this guy. So I watch him for all of that. But then I like Tasha K, because when you actually have the equipment, she knows how to make it do what it's supposed to do.
Oh, she's entertaining. She's completely entertaining.
See, and that's not why I watch her. I don't watch her for her content. I watch her for her her presentation, her quality. Her content to me is garbage because it's not really real.
It's a bunch of fluff.
She knows how to make you feel like there's something going on, but by the end of it, you've realized she's told you nothing. It's not the content, but it's the production for me.
Yeah.
It's the thumbnail.
That's part of her entertainment,
it's the lighting.
It's the way she, you know, the inflection of her voice, her little side, little comments, the little gestures that she makes with her voice. She's very clever with her mm-hmm. Like you, she wants to tell you more because she doesn't have anything else to tell you. But she's leading you to believe there's a lot more to the story. That's entertaining to me. It's messy.
Yeah, you only believe that if you're an idiot. That's when you know she's lying.
Exactly.
She's just lying.
Exactly. That's it. Oh, you got it. But it tickles
just
me, just like I'm laughing about it right now. It tickles me. I like mess. I like that messiness. You know, but if I'm not necessarily going there for content, but sometimes, you know, she comes up with something, like when she came up with what was his name? I can't think of his name, but he was with Kelvin Hunter, which she, and remember the assistant that, not assistant, but he was going to be a singer or something. And,
oh, that was all a lie.
It was so entertaining, though. It was entertaining, and she just knew how to do it. Whether it was a big old farce, you know, you the whole time, because I think she had a part two as well, right?
Yeah, the Avion Foster piece.
Yeah, right,
that's
it. Yeah. So, you know, they had to come back and try to clean it up a little bit. So you knew that there was some fakeness to it, but it was entertaining nonetheless. So she's
nonetheless,
got that.
It was entertaining.
Yeah, exactly. So, but, you know, the last time you and I spoke, I brought up Lovely T, and I felt like you didn't want to talk about her. And, but I wanted to kind of talk about her, but it wasn't necessarily, it wasn't part of what our conversation was at the time. But I think now that we're talking about YouTubers, I think she's a really interesting person to look at. Did you watch her most recent one?
No, I didn't watch her, but I like Lovely T because Lovely T does a lot of full breakdowns, and when she gets passionate about a story, she really goes all the way there. I agree with you. Lovely T about news. Like, Lovely T is good with real issues and news and conspiracy theories, and, you know, she's really good at that stuff.
Yes, and I like that too. And she's also, when she does her gossip, her celebrity gossip, she comes up with some good content. She breaks it down for you, and she's, you know, but just like no.
When she's in the mood to do it,
not
like
Lovely
T.
I like Lovely T. I'm talking about Layla Lee.
Oh, Layla Lee.
That one,
okay.
Layla.
I like Layla Lynn because Layla Lynn is smart. I took Layla Lynn's class, so yeah, I like Layla Lynn. I have nothing bad to say about Layla Lynn.
Have you seen her most recent one?
No.
Okay. I think it's a really interesting topic because I believe that Layla Lynn has some colorism issues.
Oh.
Yeah. And I think that it's a personal, it's a button for her. And there's some anger behind that. And it's really kind of coming out a lot more. And I have to say that it started to come out. I started to really notice it because I think maybe she started to feel freer about it, was that whole thing with OG. And she started to become, I think,
Layla
maybe, I don't
know. Lynn?
Yes. The one with her song goes, Layla, Layla, that one? Her.
Yes.
Look at her newest one that she has out. So her newest one that she has out, she's talking about this television show on Netflix called Black AF. Have you heard about this show? Okay. So she was so upset about this show. And she talked about all these things. And one of the big things that she talked about, well, she labeled it as a colorist show. And she thought that it was misrepresenting black life, and she really went in on these people. And she was really upset about the title. And I thought, wow, she's really taking this show in. And she went in on the producer, Burris, I forgot his first name. She went in on him and her whole feelings about that. And I thought, wow, this is very, very interesting how this is a button for her. And she called the show Colorist. So what I was thinking, I was like, God, you know, Armand, that would be a very interesting show, is if you said, are black people colorist?
Well, they think I'm a colorist because I said OG looked like a monkey.
I know, that's why I'm presenting this to you.
No, child. Some of these stuff I don't like to deal with because some of it's not worth the stress.
You know what you're in for.
How I feel.
Some of it's not worth the stress. You totally summed it up. Because what I thought was very interesting, too, is because the last time we spoke, you had asked me, you said, are you black? And I hesitated to answer that question. Do you remember that?
Yes.
Okay. And then as soon as I hung up, you got a caller right after me that tried to read me for making that comment. Do you remember that? And I was like, wow,
yes.
Out of all the stuff that we talked about, and we talked about so much, out of all the stuff that he talked about, why was that so important to him, that part right there? And you were like, oh, I don't know. I got something that he was made, because he thought that I was white possibly. He says, well, maybe he's just white. Just say you're white. But, like, he was angry about it. And you were like, oh, I just got, like, he was Dominican or something. Like, I continued to hear the show. And I thought, wow, why was that so important to him? You kind of like said, no, I don't know. I don't know what I got. Just something like that. Like you brushed it off.
I think the issue was because
issue
you
for him,
had said, no, it was the issue. Well, the issue for him, was because you said you're kind of black, or you didn't want to get made fun of. So you just said no. Like you didn't just say, if you believe you're black, you didn't just say, yeah, I'm black. You kind of practiced it with like, I don't want
to
say I'm black. Like you weren't confident.
That's maybe how it came across. But what I said is, yes, just for argument's sake, pretty much just for argument's sake, just so that we don't turn this into a conversation. I get dragged. Let's just say yes, because it wasn't really pertinent to the conversation, other than the fact that you were saying that there aren't enough black people in the Bay Area to listen to your show. And my comment was like, well, why does it have to be just for blacks? You know, it can be for a lot of people. And that's how we got into that conversation.
Oh,
and then you were like, we're talking about black gays and, you know, what they
It could definitely be for a lot of it definitely could be for a lot of people.
Very informative. People need to listen.
Yeah, I think so too. And I've grown up, you know, in the Valley. I've lived in San Francisco. I'm from Northern California. I live in California, so I'm very well aware of how much of a melting pot California is.
About the issues that are going on. So again, you know, people need to listen to them. You know, especially you have content that can quote. I hate to use that term crossover, but that could cross over. You know, so that other people are interested in this. You know, so no, I kind of disagreed with you about how you thought about your show. I'm glad you're changing your tune a little bit, but I think you have much more crossover
than you
think you do. And you're entertaining also, by the way. You're very entertaining.
Well, so, I'm glad that we got some people in San Francisco that support. Let me tell this other caller, because they've been waiting. 111114,
okay.
You're next, okay? But thank you so much, baby. Thanks for calling.
Yeah, you take care. Good night.
You too. Bye. Okay, 111114, they're next. Pops, you still here or are you gone?
Still here.
All right, I know it's 6 o'clock in the morning somewhere, but everybody's in quarantine. All right, 111114, you live on the air.
Okay, hello?
Yes.
Hey, Armand. Okay,
hey.
So the question that I have is that I was wondering, how long have you been into, like, you know, your spirituality, like reading cards and, like, how long have you been into that?
Okay, so that's a good question because it happened. I'm going to try to make this short. But I've always had the feeling for it. There was a time I was in sixth grade. This girl, she was like doing some sort of magic, and I was like, oh, I don't want to do that. We were playing lighter feathers, stiff as a board. She was like, no, but you can do white magic. White magic is good. I don't want to do anything gothic. I don't want to do anything dark. And at the time, I don't know if you remember, we used to have like these kind of like, they weren't scrunchies, but they were like these rubber, like little bracelet things that you would intertwine and you would wear them. I don't know. Some of them would be neon. They were like jelly, like little, anyway.
Oh, yeah. I know.
That meant that you were like kind of different and into kind of like spirituality a little bit at the time. So long story short, I found a way to buy some tarot cards during then, and I was like, but I put them up because I've always been told that, you know, those were demonic, those were the devil. And so throughout my years of life, it's always followed me, and I've always bought cards, but then I've never used them up until 2 years ago, where I was like, all right, or was that a year and a half ago? A year and a half ago, I went and got some cards, and I really was like, all right, I'm going to do it, because it kept calling me. But then intuitively, like, I just was so empathic, like, throughout my life, like, I could just give messages to people, or I could tell people this, or like I could feel spirits on people, or like it would just be hella crazy, like almost like I was a fucking psychic, you know what I'm saying? And like, and so I always thought that was weird, and my mom always said I had a strong power of discernment. That's what we call it in the church. So I always thought that's what it was, and then I was like, you know what? These cards keep picking me up. These cards keep calling me. And now I'm at an age like now, over the last 2 years, where I'm not going to be ashamed of the fact that these cards keep fucking calling my goddamn name. So I got another deck of cards, and me and my man, we started reading, and it just started from there.
So
it's always been. He
doesn't
read, but he's intuitive. So he has the same gifts as I have. He just doesn't really tap into them. But he knows. Like if he wanted to, he can. But he just doesn't.
So what would you consider yourself? Are you what do you say, you're a psychic or like a medium or like what would you
say? I don't like to give those things. I don't like to say that stuff because then those labels, it also, you say psychic and medium and things like that, then you start also following up with fraud and scammer and liar and, you know, hocus
exactly.
pocus.
See, that's so, more or less where I was heading towards, because I would consider myself a skeptic. I don't really believe in, like, a lot of people who consider themselves psychics and, like, mediums and people who say that they talk to the dead. Because I've seen a lot of videos on YouTube about people who are actually, you know, legit psychics. Like have you ever heard of, what's her name? Sylvia Brown?
I may have heard
of
her.
She used to come on Maury.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've seen so many videos of her, like, you know, coming to shows and, like, you know, reading people, but she's been so wrong. I mean, I've seen videos of her being right as well, but I've seen, like, other, you know, psychics of them being wrong. I remember one time I was read about, like, a psychic, and they were just completely off, and it just made me realize that I feel like a lot of times psychics, they're just speculating. More or less.
Well, yeah, and they could, and here's the thing: you gotta also understand, like, if you go into it with the idea of, okay, you know, not wanting to give up any energy, then it's gonna be a block. But I will say, as far as me and KJ, because he went with me, we went to a freaking psychic school, and it was real. It got so real that we never went back.
Mm-hmm. I never heard this.
I think that with the tarot, it's not really like somebody telling you your future. It's not like a psychic. It's more, the tarot and the psychic is two different things. Like, a psychic is somebody who's like trying to tell you your future, tell you this is going to happen. The tarot is more so guidance, like giving you guidance on something that you know. And like, it's something, I can't really tell you what you're going through, but I can kind of guide you, and the cards kind of give me guidance, and my intuition gives me guidance, but it's not really predicting your future or anything like that. So sometimes you may be off, sometimes you may be on, but it's really not like a predicting your future and I'm going to tell you this is going to happen and this is going to happen. It's just a guidance of what is going on in your life at that time. I don't think it's necessarily like I'm going to predict your future type of thing. It's not the same as like a psychic.
See, I feel like I've always felt like whenever you guys like give guidance, it's kind of generic. And I feel like, you know, you'll like, someone will call in and they'll give their sign or whatever they'll give, and you'll be reading them, and I'll be thinking, well, that can apply to me too, you know? And that's another reason why I never really believed in, you know, horoscopes.
And I'm that way too, like when it feels like very generic, because, you know, it can be that way. You know, you can be right. Like, and I, like, I can, like, but let's be honest, we're still people. So, like, I've taken classes, like, I could be wrong. But like, I pulled three cards for you just to pull, and I got like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, the 10 of cups, and I got the 10 of pentacles, and I've got like the 8 of wands. And to me, this is showing like some sort of love story that either you've had, but you don't have anymore, or you're working on it, but there needs to be communication. And at the end, it will work, or there's somebody.
I'm gonna cut you off, but Armand, see, the thing is, that's true for every single body. Everybody got a love story. Everybody got a man either in the future or in the past. You know what I mean? Like, more or less. So that's
everybody
that
does, but
anybody.
It also, I think that it, for some people, it's like relating to what they are actually thinking and feeling at that time.
Yeah.
It's not just about like, and it's not an, it's like a, like, are you actually dealing with this at this time? Because like you said, everybody has a love story, but if he might have read that for me, I'm like, that doesn't fit me, because that's not what I'm thinking or going through at this time. I'm not thinking about no love story. I don't relate to what you're saying. I think it's the part where you see the people in the chat and they say that this relates to them. Like, that is a triggering for them. It's not
because just, I think that she's thinking that everybody's supposed to agree. There's going to be times where you could be off, or it's going to connect somewhere else. However, if you go into it with the thought process of, there can be anybody, then it's, you know, it's not going to work.
Yeah, and it's not always saying that because I flip the cards and what I'm saying is right.
No.
Sometimes I might be saying something and you're like, you're hitting the note, but you think it's a relationship, love relationship, but it might be a friend relationship, but you're on, but you're not really on there like that. Like I'm in another zone. Like the way you're reading is off. Like it doesn't always mean because the way you flip the cards that I'm right. Like you're not going to be right every time.
You're not going to be right every time. However, with that being said, you know, it's not for everybody, you know, because anybody that's trying to force you to believe that it's for you, those are the people you'd be leery of. But what I would say is I know what I've experienced. I know what I've done. And then most importantly, I know my intention. Now, you don't know me personally, but I know what I flipped and what I read. And whether it's right or wrong, it is what it is. But then intuitively, in my mind, you know, I have different feelings, you know. And so to some people, it may not resonate. And you may be like, I'm not into that. And that's totally fine. You don't have to be. That's the beauty of life. You don't have to be into that shit. But just because you're not into it doesn't make it right, because things like deja vu or gut feelings, all of that, if you've had deja vu before, you've had a gut feeling, or you've had some, you know, or have you ever told yourself, something told me not to go, something told me not to do this?
Yeah.
That's intuition. That's intuition.
Yeah, I would say I'm intuitive too, to a certain degree
different. So that's no different than, you know, reading a card, or, you know, that's why I just don't put names to it, because you get these names and people automatically assume it's Cleo. You get what I'm saying? But gut feelings and thoughts, like I don't smoke a lot of weed around people because I see a lot of spirits on people. Spirits are very much real. And I don't like to smoke weed around people because, bitch, I start to see things on people. It is what it is. I've said that for years. You know what I'm saying? You know, it really boils into all up to you. I don't know. That's just kind of what it is. What you got, Pops?
So how often would you say that your readings are and everything is right? Or do you know about that?
I don't know. Like people usually let me know, hey, this is wrong, or I found this, or I thought this. But I'm sure I've been wrong at times too, because I don't read all the time. It's just like a muscle. You got to strengthen your third eye. But what I do intuitively, I talk to people. So I'm one of the sharpest bitches you'll ever know. Like I could read you right now, but it didn't matter even if I read you right. If you want me to be wrong, guess what you're going to say? It doesn't resonate.
Oh wait,
I wouldn't
mind. Do you mind reading me? I would actually love a reading. I just want to see, like, you know. What's
I don't know because I'm not. What do you think I should do? Because I pulled.
You know, you wouldn't do it.
I don't know because I don't know if I should just intuitively do it. Like so, I don't know if I should just try to pull some of your energy, because. Like, there's a lot of energy that I could, like, if I'm trying to pull energy from you, there's a lot of energy that I'm getting from you. And, you know, I could be right or I could be wrong, but I get energy that I feel like, you know, you've been let down. You know, you've been told that you were going to think that promises have been completely broken for you. You know what I mean? I don't get a full family connection with you. I don't get a lot of,
Whoa.
You know, there's a lot
Whoa.
That is there. You know what I'm saying? I get a lot of hurt. I get a lot of fear from you.
Wow. That's crazy. That's wild. Because that's all spot on. That's crazy.
Yeah.
What? Okay. I guess I believe you now.
Yeah.
I don't call myself a skeptic anymore. Because all of that was very spot on. Down to the part where you said there's no family. Because I messed up something that I've been dealing with for a while.
Yeah, right. I know. It's all in you. I feel it. I hear it. There's a lot of loneliness.
Wow.
Suicidal
yeah.
thoughts.
It's
just unhappiness. It's misery. Yeah, it's a lot, girl. You know?
Mm-hmm.
But people care about you, and you need to know that there are people that do care about you, and everybody's not out to get you.
Right.
I'm even feeling like, girl, there could have been a little sexual abuse possibly somewhere. I don't know, but see, this is where I start feeling things. But it just goes, you know? I'm not right about everything, but then just... Like, you could just talk to people and you could just get their energy. And it's not about magic. It's just about just, you can hear it. You can feel it.
Oh my
I don't
God.
Know how
you
to explain
really have
it.
Talent. That's crazy. Like how you were able to see all that. And like, cause I kind of feel like everything you just said isn't something that I feel like an average person would say to someone else and just guess. And everything you said was spot on. So, yeah, that's crazy. So, I really appreciate that.
No problem.
So, I guess I can, you know, whenever I'm watching you, I can, like, you know, rest assured and know that what you're saying most likely is true and, you know, not like BS.
Yeah, because I don't, I don't go and do that and I don't go, like, that's not even my main thing. Like, because I'm not all the way out with it. Because, you know, I have a whole second channel, but I'm not on there. I'm on the Armand Wiggins Show more. But it's just like, it just happens. It just comes to me. Like, it's something that I can't avoid. And it's been since I was a kid. So it's just like, I do it. Like, I don't know. I just do it.
And I think, too, that you have to realize that there are people who are going to be out here who are frauds and scammers and things like that. So that's why, like, you asking the questions is good, and you finding somebody in that you, it's just like a church. Like, you have to go to sometimes you have to go to different churches and find the pastor that's preaching the word for you in the way that you understand it and that you trust and believe in it. So I think that it's the same way. Like, you have to find the people you know are genuine from their heart. They believe the same things you believe, but they just have a gift, and that, you know, they're not out here just being a scammers and just saying any old thing. Like, you do have to find those right people and then stick with those people, because there are people who are being frauds out here. That is fact.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. But right. That's not me though, because I'm scared of it too. You see what I'm saying? Like, I don't want nothing coming over here. I don't want no darkness, no dark spirits coming over here. Dude, don't play with me. Like, I don't even like to play in that. You get what I'm saying? So I only like, you know, because in the way I've grown up, you know, I don't even really like to tap in, because I'm just like, bitch, I hope I'm not doing something that it goes against God. You know what I mean? So I still have my eternal battle, but I can't sit here and act like I'm not, like, I can't just pull you from talking to you in a couple of minutes, because I can.
Mm-hmm. Well, you basically did, you know, more or less you hit like the main spot, the main part.
Yeah, and I didn't pull any cards for that.
Well, I really appreciate you answering my phone call, Armand.
Yeah, no
I love
problem.
You so much. I've been watching you. It's actually funny. I think I first found out about you when Tasha K shared you back when there was the whole Star. What was her name? Star Marie.
Yeah, Star Marie.
Star Marie. That whole situation when she shared you back then. That's when I first got into you.
Oh, so you've been here for a while.
I've been subscribed ever since. Yeah, I love you so much.
Thank you so much.
Before. Yeah, and
I'm glad that you called in. And don't ever be afraid to call in and challenge me, because I like that. Because, like I said, I'm not right all the time. So there's one time that you might call me and I might be wrong. But, you know, I'm going to be honest with you. And that's the one thing that I want my people to know that follow me. Listen, all I am is can be honest as I can be. So I'm glad you called, because, you know, you wanted an answer. And I hope that I really helped you or gave you the answer, whether you agree with it or not. I hope you have a better understanding of me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I definitely do. Thank you very much. I really appreciate you answering my
Thank
phone
you.
Call. Yeah. And good night.
Bye. Good night.
Goodbye.
Okay, I think she was spooked out.
I don't think she was. I think she had a good understanding, because she scarred on there and said, I'm a skeptic. And then she kind of realized, like, damn. Because first it was like, you know, this could be anybody's story. But when it realized that what you read couldn't have been everybody's story, and it was like, girl, this is my story, which is what we said, then it was like, okay, you know, she was a bit more
But
open
still could have
it.
Been anybody's story. But, girl, it fit you right
fit
then
you
and there.
Right then and there. So that's what it is. It could be – sometimes it can relate to a lot of people, but – does it relate, if I'm talking to you, does it relate to you right then and there? So, you know.
And see, the thing about me, you know, I don't even tap into this space that much, because it's a lot. So, yeah. Okay. It's 3:00 in the morning. I guess we got to go. I was going to call the Fish King Payne real quick and see what he's doing.
Was he up?
Yeah, he said he was up. Everybody should be up. Fuck, ain't nobody going to work. It's the quarantine. Did you get your stimulus pops?
Hmm.
Oh yeah, you done got everything. You taking me out to eat tomorrow?
No, don't say what I got on here.
No.
Shut up. Just want to start listening what I got. I don't got a damn thing.
Wow.
I ain't got it, that, or nothing.
Hello.
Hello.
The official King Payne in the building.
Hey, what's up? What's good, everybody?
How are you? Are you sleeping?
No, I'm up. I just got off of live with another episode of Surviving the Wiley Show.
Oh, okay. I don't want to get into that.
Hi, little official King Payne. How's it going?
It's lit over here. You know, we keep it lit around here. What's poppin'?
It's 3 o'clock in the morning, and we're just up broadcasting, chilling, listening to music. Girl, so how are you doing during this quarantine?
I'm doing good, man. I'm just staying in place, sheltering in place, staying inside as much as humanly possible.
Okay, so we were talking about our favorite YouTubers. Who are some of your favorite YouTubers?
Well, me, of course. Okay?
Of course. Absolutely.
You know, I like you. Okay. I like Jay Wilson. Lady Snoop.
Uh-huh. Okay, so tell me what you like about each of those people.
Okay. I like how you got, like, all of you guys have similarity to me, like how you guys just get up there and you can just, like, just talk for, like, hours and just go on about anything, like, you know, like me, I have, like, a kind of, you know, like, a strict set. Like, I get up there and I have, like, these points that I'm trying to make, and then, I, you know, I'm trying to get it on there, and, you know, I'm not rushing, but, you know, like, it's coming to an end. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And you never know when your show is going to end. Same, like, with Jay Wilson and, like, Snoop. Like, I was saying, like, you never know. Like, you guys could just go and go and go and go and go and off anything. And I'm just like, mm-mm. Yeah.
So you only like
that's
three YouTubers.
Like,
okay, and who else?
I like Machiavelli Mills.
Okay.
Mo Momentum. Let me see. There's a few people that I watch. I don't watch a lot. I really don't watch a lot of YouTubers.
What did you think about Neek at Night last night and Richard Lomax with the faggot and the bitch comment? Weren't you on that panel?
Oh, yeah. I like Neek. I do watch Neek.
Well, how did
Night.
You feel about what happened between the two of them?
Honest? I thought it was a little unprofessional.
On whose behalf? Hello.
I think that, you know, things were just heated. You know what I'm saying?
No, it's okay.
Ask
me the question. You think it was my fault? Richard's fault? Neek's not?
No, well, Rich said that he felt like Neek was being aggressive by getting on the phone and not introducing herself. She kind of went right into the question, and she kind of directed her statements toward him. So he felt like she was being aggressive. I didn't really think that she was being aggressive, but that's just
okay.
My opinion. I feel like, you know, it was a little unprofessional. But, you know, he knows that. He even got off the screen because he knew that if he stayed on camera that he wouldn't be able to compose himself in a professional way, which is why he decided to opt out of that conversation. But, yeah, and then when she got off of the phone, Molly or whoever decided that he wanted to bring her back up, and I was just like, you know, when she was, you had the opportunity to talk about her when she was on the phone, so, you know, now that she's off the phone, let's not talk about her, period.
Right. Right.
That's all. It wasn't really no tea for me. I was just, you know, mediating. who are trying to mediate.
Yes, I enjoyed the show last night. Did you enjoy? I mean, whatever night that was, I enjoyed the show.
Yeah, it was lit, man. We really get into some things on those nights, the unfiltered nights.
Yeah, so we had got into some things on tonight. KJ, did you have anything else before we got out of here?
No.
Okay, well, the official King Pain, I'll call you later.
All right. Talk to you guys soon.
All right, bye.
Bye.
All right. I guess the show's over, huh? It's 3 o'clock in the morning?
Yes, it is.
All right, y'all. I will see y'all tomorrow.